Thank you to the Ann Arbor Democratic Party, our moderators, my fellow candidates, and most importantly, you, the voters that make up our audience. I've spoken previously about that as a parent, I'm running to ensure that my own children and all of our residents can enjoy a high quality of life now and preserve the promise of Ann Arbor for generations to come. My goals are to prioritize policies that promote quality core services, strong constituent communication, and safe, vibrant neighborhoods. I believe that I have the experience, skills, and commitment to sound public process that will enable me to get right to work for the residents of Ward 3. I love Ann Arbor, and I have a passion for public service. I was raised with a strong ethic, unfortunately with outstanding examples of community service. In my family, it didn't matter what your professional title was or who you loved. It mattered that you did good for the world, and being a Republican was simply unacceptable. That was my rule. So why do I mention this here? In my opinion, democratic values are essential to solving our most complex problems that we face. Elected officials should believe that government is part of the solution. We cannot cut our way to prosperity. We understand that the most prosperous communities are those that invest in transit, education, the environment, and human services, support local businesses, and pay local workers a fair wage. Democrats own the Big Tent, and we need the ideas and energy of residents of all ages and backgrounds to move forward. We don't want to close the door on anyone. I'm the only candidate from Ward 3 that has the experience of translating these shared core progressive democratic values into accomplishments. So I ask that you please join me in voting Graham for Ward 3 on August 7th.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much. Thank you to all of you for coming. Thank you to the moderators. Thank you to the voters. I'm here as a millennial who wants to have a say in the city's future, wants to see, plan for where the city's going to be in 60, 70 years. The issues that I'm talking about, affordable housing, the environment, our environmental policy from here on out, relations with the university, are how I see them make or break for Ann Arbor's future. And that's exactly why I'm talking about them. But the fact is that I'm a student. Now, why is that important? It turns out that elections are won and lost on the backs of students. So, and you don't have to take my word for it, look at the most recent statistics. 19% of the electorate in 2012 was students, and had they not voted, Obama would not be in office right now. If you remember last midterm year, students didn't turn out, Republicans took the House. So, if we want a fighting chance in November, if we want a fighting chance to get Governor Rick Snyder out of office, a fighting chance to get the LDFA to reimburse our public schools, if we want a fighting chance to get the oil from being drilled right near our groundwater, if we want a fighting chance to get the money to fix our roads, then we need to elect a Democrat. And if you want a Dem as much as I do in office, then I thank you for voting for me in August, on August 7th.
Bob.
Thank you. I believe in open and honest dialogue with the citizens of our community, especially in the Third Ward. If elected, I will focus on listening to your concerns and will respond promptly. Many of us in the Third Ward are concerned that some of the basic city services have been neglected. Some of the specific things I'm hearing from you now need to be addressed for maintaining the character and charm of the city by not overbuilding or erecting too many high-rise apartment buildings, improving basic city services such as police, fire, water, sewer, restoring auto leak pickup, fixing the potholes, maintaining better streets and sidewalks, and using a common sense approach to financial decisions. We need to take a hard look at many of the projects that keep being proposed, and we need to get more work done and hire fewer expensive consultants. I will make these a priority, and I will continue to hear from you and would like to hear from you what we need to do now. The Third Ward residents deserve responsive and common sense leadership. This is my opportunity after being a part of Ann Arbor my entire life to give back to my community that I love and care so much about. And being on council enabled me to make even more of a positive impact on our town. So with that said, please vote for me for City Council from the Third Ward August 5th. I fought the efforts at City Hall to keep me off the ballot, and I will fight equally hard for you in City Hall. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.